Chapter 3. The Lindbergh Kidnapping. It was evening on Tuesday, March 1, 1932. Charles and Anne Lindbergh finished dinner at their large country house near the village of Hopewell in New Jersey, USA, and Charles Lindbergh went to work in his library. Soon after 9 p.m., he heard a noise like something breaking, but it was a stormy night, and he thought it was probably thunder. His wife heard nothing. Upstairs, their son, Charles Jr., often called Little It, was asleep in his bed. Just after 10 p.m., Betty Gow, the child's nurse, went to check that Charles Jr. was all right. She found the little bed empty and the child missing. Quickly, she went to find Mrs. Lindbergh, but the boy was with neither his mother nor his father. In the child's bedroom, the window was open, and there was rainwater and dirt on the floor. There was also an envelope. Lindbergh called the police, and they hurried to the house. Detectives quickly found a rough wooden ladder about 25 meters from the window of the child's bedroom, and two footprints in the garden. The top step of the ladder was broken, and Charles Lindbergh remembered the noise he had heard earlier. A detective checked the envelope for fingerprints, but found none. He opened it. Inside was a note in poor English. "Dear Sir, have $50,000 ready, $25,000 in $20 bills, $15,000 in $10 bills, and $10,000 in $5 bills. After 2 to 4 days, we will inform you where to deliver the money. We warn you for making any